Chapter 2. May the sun, at the commencement of yoga, take hold of our mind and thoughts, and set them up after himself, so that we, our senses, rising above the earth, get filled with the brilliance of fire and other devas. With collected minds, we are at the command of the divine sun, that we may obtain divine blessing. May the sun, after uniting our mind and thoughts with the heavenly lights, grant these devas to make a great light to shine within us. It befits the wise who fix their mind and thoughts on the Supreme Self to utter lofty invocations to the divine. He who alone knows the law has ordered the sacrificial rites. Great is the praise of the divine sun. Your old prayer has to be joined with praises. Let my song go forth like the path of the sun. May all the sons of the immortal listen, they who have reached their heavenly homes. Where the fire is rubbed, where the wind is checked, where the soma flows over, there the mind is born. Let us dedicate ourselves to the eternal Brahman by the grace of sun. If thou make thy dwelling there, the path will not hurt thee. If a wise man holds his body steady with its three parts, chest, neck, and head, even, and turns his senses with the mind inward to enter the heart, he will then in the boat of Brahman, Om, cross all the fearful torrents. Compressing his breathings, let him who has subdued all motions breathe forth through the nose with gentle breath. Let the wise man successfully restrain his mind, that chariot yoked with vicious horses, senses. Let him perform his exercises in a place which is level, pure, free from pebbles, fire, and filth, delightful by its sounds, its water, and bowers not painful to the eye, and is full of shelters and caves. When yoga is being performed, the forms which come first, producing apparitions in Brahman, are those of misty smoke, sun, fire, wind, fireflies, lightnings, and a crystal moon. When, as earth, water, light, heat, and space arise, the fivefold quality of yoga takes place. Then there is no longer illness, old age, or pain for him who has obtained a body produced by the fire of yoga. The first results of yoga they call lightness, healthiness, steadiness, a good complexion, an easy pronunciation, sweet odor, and slight excretions. As a metal disc, mirror, tarnished by dust, shines bright again after it has been cleaned, so is the one incarnate person fulfilled and free from grief after he has seen the real nature of the self. And when by means of the real nature of his self he sees, as by a lamp, the real nature of Brahman, then having known the unborn, eternal being who is beyond all natures, he is freed from all fetters. He indeed is the one who pervades all regions. He is the firstborn as Hiranyagarbha, and he is in the womb. He has been born, and he will be born. He stands behind all persons, looking everywhere. The self-luminous, who is in the fire, who is in the water, who has entered into the whole world, who is in plants, who is in trees. Adoration be to that Lord, adoration.